Hello, thank you for coming to my podcast on Spoon. I just want to make another announcement that I want to work with some of these American programs to promote the stopping of human trafficking and stop the violence. We had a Stop the Violence concert when things were really bad back in the Bay Area. Very successful. We had a pretty good turnout. And I think that's what needs to be done to shed light on this type of abuse. Human trafficking and racism are pretty much hand in hand right now. It's the same type of class-based abuse, better than other people, above the law. As long as you can't get a lawyer, we get to abuse you. That type of thing needs to stop. I do think it's the underlying problem in our nation. Human trafficking is a huge problem, and I would consider it the other pandemic. We together, collectively, have to rally around victims of all kinds: spousal abuse, child abuse, human trafficking, racism, and all other forms of abuse, control, manipulation for financial gain. When this first started, I didn't realize how big a problem it was. I thought I could handle it myself. Now I'm starting to wonder, maybe it's a bigger problem than we realize, even for our government. So now is the time to shed light on a huge industry in our nation that threatens all of us, men, women, children of all colors. I would say to you, help any way you can, promote and spread the word, help and support victims in your area, and look into resources that may be available to you in order to refer victims of all kinds. It's especially difficult for men because people don't believe it, for one. It doesn't happen very often. Or people like me trying out option and a few other small pragmatic excuses that we don't want to believe that our children are this vulnerable. So until we start addressing this problem seriously, it's going to continue and grow at an exponential rate. At this rate, I can see it is virtually uncontrollable. And we aren't the type of people in this country to, you know, lash out. We look for help through the resources available, but these people are highly dangerous. And once we, as trafficking victims, realize it and look for help and find that there's very little resources for such dangerous abuse, it becomes extremely discouraging. And that's when the person of abuse needs to have the community rally around to show their support and make known that this is a problem for this person for whatever reasons. So that's what my plan is to start promoting Stop the Violence and Stop Human Trafficking of American Citizens to foreign nations all over the world. Thank you for coming. Have a good day.